Audio Gravity, 3rd of August 2009. Good morning. This show is pretty cool because I've finally found a UK distributor that has something that I've been looking for quite a long time, and that is a solid product based on a solid state recording device and numerous different cameras, mainly cameras that are Sony quality, you know, lots of looks, low looks, and lots of lines, like I'm talking, you know, 580 lines and up resolution. And the best thing about them as well is that their prices are really good. The site's thexcam.com. They're a company based over in Mansfield. As I do this audio cast, I've sent them an email asking them about the cameras, and also I want to go over and give an audio boo interview and go and have a look at all the products actually. And I've told them about the Ammo Box project in the hope that they might be interested in either sponsoring a few of the boxes, or maybe a few little bits and pieces to go inside the boxes, or maybe there's some kind of crossover that we can do together, because they're in the same sort of area as we are in that we capture audio and video from conferences. Now, admittedly, these are not Wi-Fi enabled devices as far as I know. Maybe one of the pro ones is. But what this will do is that we can literally send out a box of say, you know, some of the mini ones. People can strap them on, you know, themselves, or they might have they might be going on a bike ride somewhere, or they might be going on some sort of event which it requires walking around, maybe a festival. And I can see one of the boxes being ideal for some of this kit. So this is over on the xcam.com. And like I said, the best thing about this is that they're reasonably priced. And some of the devices are a little slim device for doing the recording. Some of them are wireless. And there's a few videos on the site. Unfortunately, the video on the front page of the site, the audio sounds a little bit distorted on it. But I think that's actually in the edit. I don't think it's actually from the camera. But like I say, they go up to a different pro setting. Next link today is over on gmtn.dk. This is a beautiful site, and the reason why I mention it is it just shows you that you don't have to do too much sometimes. This name of the company is called Good Morning Technology. They're based in Copenhagen in Denmark. It seems to me that Denmark is becoming on my radar all the time these days, and I don't know why that happens. It's just how natural things happen. You go to Denmark and then all of a sudden things just come out of the woodwork. What I love about this site is it's very, very simplistic, but the colors are bright. It pops at you. The CSS is great. There's so much white space in it, and things just, you know, are natural, flow really easily. And they've got a great horizontal slider system, which is sort of offset. You grab the scroller and scroll off to the right, and it's just really, really nicely put together. And that links me on to the next link, which is based over on Good Morning Technology, which is this design of this bike called a Bike Porter. Now, what it is, it's a basket for a bike, or for different kind of bikes. They've got a BMX, which shows on the very first one, but it's a basket that's actually the handlebars. So the handlebars go off and round, and it's all in one basket. You just got to see it to get your head around it. The design of it is absolutely beautiful. It's the basket combined within the handlebars. And things like this I absolutely love, because it just shows people's creativity and their flair to take a design or take a concept and build it all into one. They've even got all the sketches here of the designs of people doing it. And there's a racing bike with one of these baskets on the front, and it's just awesome. They're just awesome. I would love to have one of these on a BMX. It's just really, really smart design. Next link is over on Akhbara News. I can't pronounce your URL, but it's badass anyway. A few days ago, I think it was yesterday actually, I was talking about the death of Product Dose. And so I've replaced Product Dose with this site. This site is basically tech live from Japan. So anything that's been coming out in Japan, this site pretty much covers it. So they've got the brand new JVC camera on there. They've got the new Versa Pro VS7, the ultimate netbook in Japan. They've got a bit of writing on there today about Toshiba's unleashed the world's first 64 gigabit SDXC cards. They're rapidly getting bigger in pace. Great site, loads of great content on there. Definitely want to add to your RSS feed reader if you want to keep up with the latest gadgets and tech. Next link today is over on metageek.net. What I like about this site, very, very simplistic again, they've got this device that I originally saw on ThinkGeek called the Y-Spy. Now, why I originally looked at this is that they were only $99, which roughly equates to about £60. And it's very useful for corporates and small to medium mid-sized businesses who are putting a lot of Wi-Fi or access points in a building. It's brilliant to solve a lot of the wireless problems that you might have with dead spots and power output. It gives you a 3D spatial representation of, you know, the power output if it's got a blank spot, and you can literally use the software as you're moving your laptop around, moving the AP around. Just brilliant. I don't know if there's any other software to actually go the other way and start to use this for nefarious needs of finding out local networks and seeing, you know, what's open and what's not. But a beautiful little device, long time coming this really. I've been expecting one of these for a while, but these really hit the price bracket that you'd expect for a device of this caliber. Next link today is a controller that I would absolutely die for, and it would probably make my video editing life when I get back into it a lot easier. It's called the RX Shuttle Pro, and it's from Contour Design. They're $150, so that's roughly what, 80, 90 quid UK price. It's a flat controller-like device with a joggle dial in the middle. It's got an array of 9 buttons on the front and 4 at the back. It's also got 2 little side buttons. It's going to be one of those things that you can configure for whatever applications. I'm sure there's templates for Final Cut Pro, and something like this would be great in Boinkex TV, but I don't know if there's a layer for it yet. But there's 15 buttons on this. It works with most popular pack software, and I think it's mainly used and was developed for radiologists, what it's saying at the bottom, for Mass General Hospital in Boston. But it can be, because of the number of images that they came through to look through, instead of scanning it using the mouse, they use this jog dial and select it with the buttons. But it'd be ideal for Final Cut Pro and similar packages like it. That's it for today. Thanks for tuning in. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Bye.